Shalom Uvracha Rabbeisai. We'll be starting today by finishing off Siman Zayin, Si'if Aleph, and going weiter. So we said that you only make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim when you wake up in the morning before Shachris, but not before Mincha and Maariv. And even if you need to go to the toilet before Mincha and Maariv, you just make the Asher Yotzar and you don't make another bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. And even if your hands were dirty and you wiped yourself after being excused, and so you weren't able to daven like that, you needed to wash them, still you don't make the bracha Al Netilas Yodayim. That was only instituted for for waking up in the morning. So it says the Mishnah Brura Sifkot and Gimel, even though you want lehispal miyad to daven straight away, after kaim alon, b'simon reish tamad gimel sibeis, the letzvras mincha v'chein la'arvis, afilo eni yodei olehem, shum lech loch tzorch litzel yodov, even though we will see be'ezras Hashem in simon reish tamad gimel, which is a few simonim's time, be'ezras Hashem, we'll get there, habo aleinu l'tayva, that you're supposed to wash your hands before mincha and mariv, even if you're not aware that they are dirty at all. Kol change also tzorachav, all the more so if you've actually been excused. Mekol mokem enu bavarach al netilas yodayim b'shachris. You only make the bracha of al netilas yodayim b'shachris. Fine, b'seif aretz tachaim shekosav da'as oivah poiskim. Dim also tzorachav legadayin v'achachach reitz lispalot. Mavarach al netilas yodayim. That there is a shitter over here, and he says that the aretz tachaim writes in the name of roivah poiskim that if a person has gone to the toilet and they've actually sat down on the toilet to make gedolim, and then they want to daven, that they say that you should actually make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. And b'kol makom lechatchila in lozos mipsak hashulchan aruch v'ayim b'seif ma'aserav. He says, but lemaisa, we do not divert from the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says that you do not make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. He says, have a look at the Maisa Rav, who actually holds like the Aretz Zachaim, and the Vilna Gaon says you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim before Mincha and Maariv as well, if you went to the toilet first. But lemaisa, what comes out of here is that you only make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim in the morning and not before Mincha and Maariv, even if a person has been to the toilet. And even though Dalit Sheshif Sheif Bohem, Hanitzaitz Shalmei Raglayim, V'wagdim Begdoilim, even if his hands were dirty because he's wiped the Nitzaitzis, we use Nitzaitzis normally in a different context, yeah? But here, not the sparks, but maybe the spills of his meiraglayim, of his urine, or his gedolim. Sha'asa tzrochav akineach, yeah? Even though his hands were dirty and he washed them, he couldn't have davened, you know, with dirty hands like that. Still, no, Netilas Yodayim Rabbeisai. So this is halacha Baruch Hashem. I'm sure most people here fulfill. We do not make the brach of Al Netilas Yodayim before Mincha and Maariv, if we're doing well. Some people, they say to me, you know, I don't keep any mitzvahs. Yeah, I'm just not a Torah, I'm not showing me a Torah. It's always nice to find things that they do. Yeah, I sometimes say, do you sacrifice your children to Molech? They say no. I say, okay, so there's a start. It's a start, yeah? So you're not completely, you say you don't keep anything, there's certain things you keep. It's good news. Next, Beis says the Shulchan Aruch, hey, till mayim v'lo shif shef, if a person urinated and didn't wipe themselves, aval b'shatzarach levarich asher yotzar, even though they need to make the bracha of asher yotzar, ain't tzarach litzel yodov, elam shum nekiyas, I'm shum hikainim. Yeah, so they went to the toilet, and their hands are still clean, and they need to make a bracha of asher yotzar. Yeah, so he says that still you don't halachically need to wash your hands to make a bracha or something. You just the only reason is mishum nekiyas or mishum hikain, just for the sake of cleanliness or for the sake of hikain. Hikain means to prepare yourself to daven, which we'll see later. Different criteria of that. Says the Mishnah, explains the Mishnah what's going on over here in Sifkot and Hay. If you come out of the toilet and there's no water, there's just no water there. The water has stopped. Aval b'kein tzarach levarach asher yotzar. You have to make the bracha of asher yotzar. Va'afilim shif shef mashma le'el b'seif siman da'al b'mogan avram sifkot and kafches. And even if your hands were dirty, you'd use them to wipe yourself. The mahani lebrachas im manaki yodov b'chol midad manaki. You can just wipe your hands in order to make the bracha with whatever you can use to wipe your hands. You wipe them on a piece of material, you wipe them on some, a table or something. You know, obviously, you know, dirty the table or something, but you just wipe them to make them clean, even if you're using no water over here. And this is a very, very interesting thing. So he's saying that even though, of course, ideally, you're supposed to wash your hands properly, but if a person did use the conveniences, they use the toilet, and and there isn't anything that they can use to wash their hands, they should still make the bracha of Asher Yotzar as long as they wipe their hands. This could be such a scenario. A person sometimes they're on a, let's say, a walking tour, walking trip, they're in the summer holidays, and nature, you're seeing the beauty of nature, and then nature calls. Yeah, and so you do what it is that you're supposed to do, and then it could be there's no water around. So you think to yourself, am I supposed to make an Asher Yotzar? There's chairs inside. So am I supposed to make an Asher Yotzar? I'm not supposed to make an Asher. I haven't washed my hands over here. So you see over here, Mefurish, that what you can do is just wipe your hands. Yeah, as long as they're clean, you just wipe your hands and you make the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Heitel Mayim v'siach datum el hotel mayim. He went. So he urinated, and then he wasn't thinking about it. He'd finished part one. Then he changes his mind. He uses the bathroom again. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you make two Asher Yotzars now. Yeah? Why? Just like tefillah. Yeah? If you... that you can do a double tefillah, right? If you missed it the first time, you can do a tashlumin. So too over here, you missed your first Asher Yotzar because you just, you know, you didn't get a chance to say it. And then this is like a whole new the time that you need the toilet. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you make two Asher Yotzars. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Vav, Beis Pa'omim, Kedemotzinu Inyan Tefillah, just like we find by Tefillah, Shem Tov, Leispal Shachris. If you made a mistake, he didn't daven Shachris, Leispal Mincha Shtayim, he can do the double, and he can daven Mincha twice. Aval Harba Mi'achorenim Chilkin Al Psak there. There are many, many Achorenim who argue with this Shulchan Aruch, V'Savrim, Deshani Tefillah, Shibamokam Korban, V'Shach Beit Ashlumin. You know why? Davening, if you miss out a Tefillah, you know why you can do the double? Because Tefillah is in the place of a Korban, and in a Korban, it's shayach to have the concept of tashlumin, to a repayment. Whereas Asher Yotzar is a thanksgiving bracha. So that's completely different. You can thank Hashem once for a few times that he has used the toilet previously. If a person ate bread and then time went past and he ate bread again, that you can make one bracha samozen on both of them, v'yesh lahokel b'sofik brachas, and you should be makel if in this case of sofik brachas, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah is saying we do not paskin like the Shulchan Aruch over here. We should go like these acharonim who say that just like when it comes to eating, if you didn't bench after eating bread, and then you're going to be eating bread again, you just bench once. So too, when it comes to going to the toilet, if you missed out the first time saying an Asher Yotzar, you do not say two Asher Yotzars. Should be careful, Rabbi Yisai, levarach tekef Asher Yotzar achat olas maim. Make the Asher Yotzar straight away after you go to the toilet. The shami yitzarech oyed achar kach alatzal maim. Lest you need later to go to the toilet again. V'uhadim b'gdoilim. And so too, whether it's standing up using the toilet or sitting down using the toilet, you should just make the Asher Yotzar straight away as soon as you finish. Fine.
Is the Shulchan Aruch saying within only a short time frame, or it could be like within 2 hours? Because we mentioned it yesterday that if you've got up until the next Asher Yotzar, yeah. You shouldn't say after the next.
Right.
You shouldn't
say. So he's saying an indefinite amount of time, any time. But he says you go to the toilet a second time, and then you make two brachas Asher Yotzar. Yeah. So it's on that.
Any
distance. Okay, Dalit says the Shulchan Aruch in Dalit, Ein Shir Lahashtin, you know, Brocha Rashayna is like the tiniest amount of food that you eat. Brocha Achrayna, you have to have like a kazayas, you have to have a viz. Is there a shir, yeah, for Brocha Asher Yotza, in order to be Machayev, a Brocha of Asher Yotza? So the news is, Ein Shir Lahashtin Mayim, there's no shir, there's no certain amount that a person has to make in order to reminds the Briska who made the bracha of Al Kiddush Hashem. There was someone who's going to kill him, and then the guy changes his mind. He goes, "Nu, yeah." He goes, "He's made the bracha now, so you have to be very careful over here. He has to make sure that it's exactly right." So just imagine over here making sure that he's made measured enough to make an Asher Yotzar. So fortunately, there is no absolute shear over here. Even one single drop, a person has to make the bracha to thank Hashem. Because if you weren't able to use that drop to urinate, even that drop, then Hayakoshalo would be very difficult for him, and therefore v'chayv lahoydeis, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I'll call Neshima Neshima, I'll call Neshama Talka, we thank Hashem for every single breath, and even for every single tipper, over every single drop, is the opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the amazing wonders of creation that a person is able to go to the toilet. That was the halacha. These were the halachas of Ashayot Tzar. Moving on, Simen Ches Hilchos Tzitzis Fa'atifosoi, Uboi Yud Zayin Se'ifim. So now we're going to learn B'siyata Deshmaya, halachas of Tzitzis, the halachas that accompany us still, again, every single day of our lives. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Aleph, Yisatef Batzitzis V'yavarech M'umod. You should do Atifo Batzitzis. You should wrap yourself in your tzitzis, and you should make the bracha on them, M'umod, standing up. So there are two things over here. There is putting the tzitzis on, and there's also making the bracha, and these should be M'umod. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph, Yisatef Batzitzis. He should wrap himself in his tzitzis. Miad achar netilas yodayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to put your tzitzis on first thing in the morning, straight away after Negel Vasa, k'deish lo yelech arba amas play tzitzis, in order that you don't walk arba amas without tzitzis. Interesting, he always speaks about walking arba amas without tzitzis. Mashmah, if you're just sitting still, then, you know, that's not such a big deal. There's a little footnote of Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach in footnote 3 over here, that he says, yeah, probably walking is, you know, is more chomor, but even when, sitting, it's a very, very choshev azach for a person to be wearing tzitzis as early as possible in the morning, to put on their tzitzis as early as possible in order to already zrizim makdim l'mitzvah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the earliest possible opportunity in the day. Base, you make the bracha m'umod, standing up, rot salomar, both the putting of the tzitzis on and also the bracha should be whilst a person is standing up. Why? For the putting the tzitzis on, and in our terms over here, we'll speak about this in terms of putting a talis on. Mishum dechsev lochem. It says va'asu lochem tzitzis. It uses this word lochem regarding tzitzis. V'yalfin and gezeira shava me'omer. And very, very seasonal that we learn a gezeira shava. Dechsev gamkein lochem. In the omer, it also says lochem. Over omer ksev mehochel chermesh bakomo. It says that you do it when the stalks are standing. Bakomo means stalks. V'darshinon b'koimo, but we make a drasha that it means koimo, standing up. So just like with the omer, it was done whilst standing, so too the gzeres shavu v'lochem, the putting on of the talis should be standing up. V'habroch mishum dechol brachas hamitzvahs tzarich lios ba'amida, because all brachas hamitzvahs we're supposed to do standing up. Whenever we do a bracha over a mitzvah, whatever bracha that mitzvah is, that for sfadim with tefillin there's a slight exception, but generally speaking with brachas hamitzvah we do them standing up. Don't worry about it. If a person was sitting down for putting on their talis or for making their bracha on the talis, the bedieved, it's okay. These things are lechatchila.
Talis cotton or the talis
right.
Cotton?
So really over here, we'll see that it's talking about both. Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach in number 3 says that if you're going to be putting on your talis godel, yeah, for a person who's putting on a talis godel, yeah, so for many Ashkenazi societies, that would be a married man.
After you wash your hands, it's going
to die. Right. So he, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it could be that they don't need to actually stand when they're putting on their talis cotton. Yeah, so, but somebody who's not wearing a talis godel is supposed to be putting it on straight away. Now, here, it straight away launches into the atifa, and we'll see on Omud Beis to what extent that applies to the talis cotton as well. But he speaks about it in terms of talis godel, because bizman chazal, at least, they would be wearing their, you know, garment, their outer garment, which would be like a talis godel, and that would have the tzitzis on straight away. So these halachas, for the moment, are nogeya to us, for most people, when it comes to a talis godel, in these particular halachas, and we'll see how we put it on.
What about the handling of the talis cotton? You pick it up, put it on before you wash the
hands. So there's a bit of a discussion about that. The Mishnah Berurah brought earlier, there are some who say you shouldn't touch clothing, but then he argued against it and said that lemaisa, that's not pshat in the Gemara like that. So there are those who are nizhar not to touch clothing until after they've done negel vasa, but the bottom line halacha seems to be that you are allowed to.
Sometimes you have, you could be in a place where you just
right, no.
can't place your negel vasa within 4 hours in the bed for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's further away.
Yeah, so then you would be allowed.
You're going to have to go to there, which is going to be over 4 hours from the bed. You've got
your tzitzis by the bed. So what do? Go straight from the negel vasa as quick as you can and wash and... Yeah. So it boils down to the machlekes that we had beforehand about touching clothes before negel vasa. It would seem, and here he says, I would say it boils down to a machlekes, but halacha psukka, one should probably put it on before one does the negel vasa. Okay, that even though you'll be wearing tzitzis the whole day, but the bracha should be before you actually put them on. At the time that he's holding them in his hand, and he's ready and willing to put them on, that's immediately prior to doing the mitzvah, putting your tzitzis on. Don't make the bracha whilst your talis is still folded. It's over the over, because this is before, right? This is too early. You're supposed to make the bracha, a birchas hamitzvahs, other brachas as well, immediately prior to actually doing the mitzvah. So don't make the bracha too early that there'll be a hefsek between your bracha and the actual mitzvah. Don't do it whilst your talis is still folded. Wait until it's poised and you're ready to put it on. We'll see there are some people, there are two different minhagim over here when it comes to putting on a talis gadol. Some people hold a talis gadol in front of them, yeah, and they make the bracha lesatei patzitzis. And then afterwards, they do the wrap, make sure to hit the guy next to them a little bit, yeah, depending on, you know, on their relationship, and then they bring it around and they put it on top of their heads, right? So some people, they start with the bracha in front of them, with the talis in front of them. Why? Because they're making a bracha. So they're making a bracha on the tzitzis. They want to have the tzitzis in front of them. They can see, you know, the chayfetz. This is the cheftz of the mitzvah. Others, they make the bracha on the on the talis where they're holding it behind their head, poised to put it on them. Yeah, they're actually holding it above their heads. And what's the mile of that weight? Because it's a shorter time that it takes in order to put it on your head. And therefore, there are two different schools of thought over here. We'll get that a little bit further later.
Maybe the bracha is written on the back of it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, sometimes you see the brachas written on the back. Okay, next. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch in base. So, this is, again, slightly difficult for us because they had different types of clothing than most of us, at least, wear nowadays. Base. Say the Atifosu. What's the way you put your talis on? You wrap the talis on you. Kederech b'nei Odom shemeskasim b'ksusum. The way you're supposed to wear it is in a way that people... where they cover themselves with their clothes, va'oiskim b'malachtom, whilst they're doing their daily business, that it's put in such a way, pa'omim b'kisoy arosh, sometimes it can cover the head, pa'omim b'gili arosh, and sometimes the head is uncovered, v'nochin shi'achas arosh b'talis, and it's good that you should, after having done the, or it's good you should cover your head with your talis. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, quite cryptically. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says b'gili arosh, that... when you put it's supposed to be put on you in such a way that sometimes it's over your head, sometimes not. Even though we make the bracha lis atef batzitzis, that we're wrapping ourselves, kisei haguf lechude have ituf vehu ikah ituf, that the main part of wrapping ourselves is wrapping our body and not wrapping our head. Va'ovrei drochim. Okay, so what he's saying over here, we'll see that when you put your talus on, that it will involve taking it and putting it over your head. But the ikkah part of the ituf is really to make sure that it covers the body. The talus has to, when we make a brocha l'satei batitzis, it has to end up covering the body. And he says, v'ovrei drochim, these people who are... you know, they're I think that the what he means over here is people who are in a hurry. They're passing by. They leave the talus folded, and they wear it around their neck on their shoulders. So this is the way we find that in certain shuls, in certain shuls in England, you see the Alta Chevra, I don't know who taught them like this. There was one Alta Yid who got it wrong, yeah, and like taught a whole Doir, like Doiris of Yidden, how not to wear a talis. Don't know where it came from. So he says over here, Ein Yoitzin Yidei Chivas Tzitzis Poseh. Nebuch, they didn't fulfill the obligation of Tzitzis. The Bahai Gavna Luchon Alma Lav Itzofu. It's not considered Itzof. Itzof means to wrap your body. So last like these people, these Ovei Drochim that the Mishnah Berurah speaks about, that they leave it as a thick scarf. At least they had a big tallis, but it was sort of just left as a thick scarf, and then gradually and gradually the scarf got thinner and silkier, satiny, and that's what they're left with. It's almost a tie, you know? It's like an old-fashioned greaser tie. But that was Nebuch all that was left with. So he says they haven't been at Mekayim, the mitzvah. But even when they do that, it still goes over, you know, the part of the upper body. When they do that, a lot of the minhogim of some of these shuls come from Sfardim, so maybe that's where they got it from.
Are we talking about just the bracha? That teacher that you're doing for the bracha?
Yes. So far we're talking about when you actually make the bracha.
So you have a very thin talis, but you make the bracha and you do a proper atifa around your.
So it has to be that it's a beged that covers your body, so it has to be like, you know, sufficient to actually. We'll see the size later. We'll see that. We'll do more details now. Yeah, let's just go a bit weiter. So he says it's good you should cover your head with your talis dalit. When a person wears a talis over their head, it humbles the heart of a person. And it brings a person to fear of heaven. When they are surrounded by this talus, and again we find the idea of a couple. The original name for a couple is a yamulka. Yamulka from the word yore malka, to fear the king. That by having our heads covered, this reminds us that we are not the highest authority over here, and not even the missus. But there's a Rebbeinu Shleilom, and he's the highest authority. And this brings us Yori Malka, to fear the king. So he says that having the talus over their heads brings a person also to Yiras Shomayim, to fear the king. Don't take off your little couple. Yeah? He doesn't mean, when he says Koiva Koton, he doesn't mean you should wear, like, you know, a bottle top. Yeah? But he says your smaller couple, as opposed to your large hat, don't take this off when you're wearing your talus, Be'isat Tefillah. Even though you have your talis on top of it, because of the Bach says you have to have your talis on your head at the beginning of tefillah until the end of it. Now, what does it mean from the beginning of tefillah until the end of it? So there are some people who do it just for the Shemona Esrei. Yeah, that is really quite a standard Litvisha. Approach is just for the Shemona Esrei. Then there are others who do it from Baruch Hu, and in the Mir, many people did it from Baruch Hu, and that's also Rav Salman Nechemia is named as someone who mentions doing it from Baruch Hu. The Hasidim, they have it all mamish from the beginning of Tefillah till the end of Tefillah. Most Hasidim, you know, including mamish, you know, from beginning of Brochus, you know, until Ushmoy Echod at the very very end, they keep their talis on. Interestingly, it says it speaks about Tefillah here. And so when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, even by the Hasidim, it's very interesting. I was by the Shabbos, by the Vision Itzar Rebbe, Shlita, the Vision Itzar Rebbe didn't have his talis on or his hat or his triangle on for Kriyas HaTorah. He was just there without anything on his head. And in certain Hasiduses, they don't have anything on their head. Others, they do wear a shtrayim. Others, they do wear their talis. And they should stand. Mu'utaf after they've made the bracha for at least the time it takes to walk for amos. Kosav b'kavonos, it writes there. Harizal hoy machase talis al tefillin shalosh. He would put his talis for kabbalistic reasons all the way covering his tefillin. Va'ayin soif siman chav zayin. Al kol polim yelo yachase legamri. It says there that you shouldn't cover it completely. So there's a big discussion. Are you supposed to have your tefillin, you know, the yiru kolami ha'oretz, that everybody should see your tefillin, or is it supposed to be covered by the talis? So therefore, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings the compromise is that your tefillin should be covered a little bit by the talis, but not completely covered by the talis. B'shas atifa mechaser reishu b'talis yachgi ad piv. When you are putting the talis on and wrapping it on you in order to make the bracha, you bring the talis above your head and then down over your eyes all the way until your mouth. And then you throw all of the four corners to the left hand side, and you leave it there for the time it takes to walk 4 amas. So and then you unwrap yourself and you place it the way that that we normally place the talis, that the shel roish is a little bit exposed. V'yamid kolachas me'atzitzis al mekoyim, you put all the four corners in its right place. Good iso b'seif talad, as we'll see. V'seo ativa shi'etzi b'lo kol alma, and this is the proper way of doing ativa l'kol alma. V'lo kemei sh'naigi meizan loshim sh'meishcha me'atalas al atzmon ad sh'amegiya ha'roish l'chatzi oirech ha'talas me'sat v'bay. Not like some people do, they take the talis, they bring it down not just in front of their lips, they keep going, and their head is like in the middle of the talis. They got half behind them, half in front of them. They just need to make two eyes, you know, two little holes for the eyes, look like a ghost, and they've got the talus not like that, where it's completely over them. So any nikra atifa, that's not called atifa, that's not called wrapping, that is you're just a clothes, you know, a big clothes hanger. I'm made cotton kaftalet on with alef mashma begamar shabocha lo haya machase roishay batalus afilu talmud chacham, that mashmos over there, you know, this is brought from the Morgan Avram, is that an unmarried person doesn't cover their head with their talus even if they're a talmud chacham. There is a slight mashmos over here, like the Yekkers, that yeah, a bocha doesn't cover their head with a talus, but it seems to be that he does actually wear a talus. But we'll see later in Simon Yud Zayin that the Ma'aril is brought, that he says that a bocha doesn't wear a talus until they get married. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask there, why on earth not? Yeah, and he has a kasha over there. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem next week. Thank you very much, everybody. Another week, a Mishnah Berurah, Yishkayach, Mechayel, Al Choyel, Be'ez Hashem, wishing everyone a good Shabbos.